sports betting landscape from coast to coast. This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds. And Wes, we've got some action going on. Florida trying to stem the tide, 21-3 right now, but obviously a big hole that they've dug for themselves. But really keeping a quick eye on Notre Dame and Purdue. I mentioned Purdue had scored before the last break, 17-13 now in Notre Dame. What are you seeing for the live updated odds?
Yeah, and Notre Dame -6.5, -$1.30, 47.5 the total. Purdue did get down 11. They have responded. So Notre Dame going to have a third and long here to try to keep that drive going. Also, that kind of started in that window, a game I know we haven't talked a lot about. Nevada was the road favorite at K-State. And K-State absolutely handling it. Will Howard, of course, in for Skylar Thompson.
You mentioned there wouldn't be that big a drop-off at the quarterback
position.
Yeah, because
he had some starting experience last year. And K-State up on Nevada, 31-17, as a home underdog in Manhattan, getting 1.5 points. So K-State looking very good there. USC finally in the end zone now, 14-6, extra point pending. Of course, we mentioned Keaton Slovis out of the game, and it was Jackson Dart in the game for USC. So Jackson Dart looks like he has led them on their first touchdown drive. Wazoo leading 14-7.
You know, it's amazing because we had Sean Salisbury on. If you missed part of the show, shame on you, because Sean was great to have on talking USC football. And what did he say? He said, let's see what this team does if they fall behind 14-0 at Wazoo. They fell behind 14-0 at Wazoo. They're getting off the deck with their backup quarterback now 14-7. Because I just look at USC. They're clearly more talented than Washington State. And again, doing it with your backup quarterback, this would be quite the hurdle to overcome if they are able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to test their character. And speaking of having your character tested, Florida, character a little bit more now that they're finally in the end zone. So Florida does get a touchdown, 21-9 PAT pending. It was a run right up the middle because Florida still has Jones in there, who I think is the worst thrower of the two quarterbacks. So now Florida at least has a pulse. And really, who's lacking a pulse right now is Clemson. 7-0, 1 minute left to go in the first half over the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, who are just outside the red zone. So I don't think we expected that. And looked
No. 30.5.
Dabo didn't, certainly.
No, Dabo's halftime speech is going to be fiery. We'll be very interested to see.
Usual Clemson teams, and maybe that tells you that Clemson's not that great. Usual Clemson teams be up about 35-0 right now.
On a bad Georgia Tech team. Yes. And again, you talk about off the deck with Florida getting that touchdown. If you were a backer of Florida and you got it at 13.5 or 14 to close to your BetMGM at 13.5, you thought you were dead in the water. All of a sudden, you have life now down 11 again as they got to stop then got to score. Let's see if the swamp starts to heat up a little bit as we get closer and closer to halftime. We're going to have Matt Hayes on later on this hour to pick his brain a little bit, see if there's any change maybe in the way he would look at the Heisman Trophy as you have some of these games going off here with implications there. But also, I do want to talk about the big one tonight, and of course, that is Auburn going to Penn State, to Happy Valley, to take on the Nittany Lions here. Penn State has been a very intriguing team. Now, look, it's juiced up, -140 if you want to give the 6.5 here. But again, it's still now down to 5.5, so that money's been coming in on Auburn here, and now it's at -110. What do you make of that late line move here where people seem to be backing the visiting Tigers?
Yeah, and it kind of did surprise me a little bit because Auburn really hasn't played anybody. They really haven't, you know, gotten any wins of note early in the season. It is a new coach down there with Brian Harsin taking over. Gus Malzahn let go. Of course, Gus Malzahn now at UCF. Mm-hmm. So, you know, new system, new personnel. Bo Nix now is third offensive coordinator in 3 years. Bo Nix, the much maligned Bo Nix.
Yes.
And look, sometimes he looks really good and sometimes he looks really poor. If you look at his home and away splits, we often talk about home and away splits with starting pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Right.
Bo Nix has a very pronounced home and away split. 22-3 touchdown to interception ratio at home. On the road, just 10-10. So Bo Nix, look, he hasn't really gotten it done on the road here so far for Auburn. So I was a little bit surprised. I think maybe the stats are deceiving. First two games for Auburn, they outscore their opponent 122-10 and about plus a little under 400 yards in terms of total offense, but they played tomato cans basically. So Penn State is anything but the tomato can. They got the white out. So Auburn going to contribute to that white out with the all white on whites here on the road in State College. Penn State, speaking of offensive coordinators, multiple offensive coordinators, we just mentioned with Bo Nix. I think this is like the fifth for Sean Clifford in 5 years
right.
because now he does have Mike Yurcich, it was Kirk Ciaraca. He was one and done. James Franklin let him go at Penn State. So Yurcich, look, his record spoke for itself, especially at Oklahoma State. Those years he had Mason Rudolph and a couple even lesser talented guys, Taylor Cornelius. They were always able to score down there at Stillwater with Mike Gundy's team. So, and I thought Mike Yurcich was very good with Sam Ehlinger last year at Texas. So I did not bet this game, but I was hoping it was going to get a little bit lower. I was hoping maybe we were going to see four on Penn State and I could lay a little less than a $2 money line. Doesn't look like I'm going to be able to do so, but would certainly lean the Nittany Lions. I don't know if it's getting bet because it's like, oh, SEC speed against those slow slots from the Big Ten. That's what you always hear with this.
That's the narrative street walk. Yeah, take that walk.
Exactly. But I look at this, and Penn State was a team I thought was kind of that mission team this year because they struggled so badly. They were 0-4 out or 0-5 out of the gate, won their last four. You remember that Maryland game last year? Maryland came in and kicked the crap out of them right there at Beaver Stadium, and it's like Penn State looked like they damn near quit.
Well, that was the thing, and we talked about it with that 0-5 start a year ago. James Franklin really has gotten this team playing the way you expect a Penn State football team to play to get back in the top 10 here. But again, it's interesting because you look at Bo Nix, you mentioned the splits here, and I saw the clever signs that the fans at Happy Valley had. You know, Bo Nix throws picks, Bo Nix can't get chicks, all those sort of things. I miss college. But I do wonder, on the road, this is a chance for Bo Nix to kind of spin that narrative the other way, right? Because he has not been good on the road. They haven't been good on the road to Auburn as a team. So it feels like a big opportunity for an SEC school on the road catching points to say, don't forget about us. I know you only talk about us in the Iron Bowl these days, but this is a good spot for Auburn right now getting points on the road.
Yeah, and Auburn, look, the competition aside, obviously a good start to the season. That's why I did not lay. I wanted to get a little bit lower to lay with Penn State at four. I would have been looking at maybe like $1.70, $1.75 money line. It's about $2.10 right now at BetMGM if you want to go money line, even seeing as low as 185 in the market. Would still lean to Penn State if you made me bet this game. I would still lean to the Nittany Lions. I just think more experience. I think Sean Clifford is a good quarterback, and I think he's kind of been a little bit maligned because he's had so many different offensive coordinators. But I would expect both quarterbacks are going to play very solid here. Penn State's defense, I always go back because I had them week one. I took them against the Wisconsin Badgers. And remember when they had like 40 yards in the first half and had like one first down?
Couldn't move it.
And I was like, nothing to nothing. I'm still in this game somehow. But they figured it out in the second half.
Well, the big bomb to start off that second half.
And the defense absolutely turned Wisconsin away. Graham Mertz threw two picks in the red zone in the fourth quarter in the final few minutes. So this Nittany Lion defense, I think, was for real. They lost a little identity last year when Micah Parsons opted out. Of course, Micah Parsons, now manning the middle for the Dallas Cowboys, had that year off, did not play last season for Penn State. But I think now it's kind of like, okay, we got some experience. We got some young guys. You saw with the running back situation on offense, Journey Brown retired due to a heart condition. And then they lost, I believe it was Kane, on the first drive from scrimmage against Indiana and lost him for the year. So Penn State was down to like their third and fourth running back. Well, now it's a deep backfield there at Penn State. So I think they can run the ball fairly successful, although Auburn always very good on the defensive line. So just kind of cycling back here, nothing I have bet, but if you made me bet it, I would bet Penn State.
That's going to be a very intriguing game. And again, we've been watching that number come
down.
We're
going to find out because I think we're kind of unsure, and maybe the market's kind of unsure.
That's why we've seen that fluctuation.
Of these teams. Absolutely.
Getting 5.5 right now at BetMGM. I was remiss. Florida did not get their PAT. So right now, 21-9.
That's why I always say PAT pending because it's like I feel awkward because I like count the point because I did that one time and I was like, whoops.
And again, remember, first half, if you took the over in the first half, remember, was 60 BetMGM for the game. So that makes a huge difference not getting that point right now. Still 4 minutes to play, so if you had the over, you might still be okay. But 21-9 right now, Bama in the lead. Let's talk a little bit more about the SEC. And again, we expect Georgia to roll South Carolina today, right? We do expect that to happen. But you got to lay a big number if you're a backer of Kirby Smart. You talk about defense with Penn State. Georgia might have the best defense in all the land. You can make that argument right now. So when you look at that number here against South Carolina playing a quarterback that should have been on the coaching staff to begin the season, it's a great story. And South Carolina so far undefeated 2-0, 30.5. You mentioned maybe a flat spot here for Georgia. Small lean towards the Gamecocks here?
Yeah, I mean, I could only play that because you obviously got to see what is going on with Georgia in terms of their quarterback situation. Now, Zeb Noland, it has come out, and that's the guy that we were speaking of, the graduate assistant that came from North Dakota State. Zeb Noland is going to get the start tonight. Now, Luke Doty available to play if needed. And I think eventually Doty is going to win that job. It kind of reminds me a lot of Georgia last year, where it's like Stetson Bennett was kind of the starter for a while, and then it was going to go to JT Daniels. So we're going to see what Georgia eventually does, because Stetson Bennett, I think, did just fine against UAB. But it looks like JT Daniels, by the way, is going to be back for the Georgia Bulldogs to start tonight.
It's so funny, because a year ago when Bennett's in there, they're like, the faithful is like, he's terrible, he's awful. Mm-hmm. And he's a great week last week. They're like, hey, just wait a second, Daniels, you don't have to come back and play.
Right.
That's the fickle nature of the fan base.
Of course it is. And against like a South Carolina, where you obviously lay over him talent-wise, and I would still lean to the under here, by
at
the way,
47.5.
I think this just strikes me as like a 34-7 Georgia win or
ugly,
something like
muddy,
that. Just get through it, move on. You know, like you're taking the SEC or the SAT strategy. Scan, discard, select, move on.
That's how I got into college. I took the SATs once. I got good enough to get into VCU, baby, and here I am today.
We're not having to sign up for those Kaplan or Princeton review courses like me.
Way too much brain power for me. Much more to get to. We'll keep you updated on the in-game changes as they progress. Notre Dame right now holding on to that 17-13 lead over Purdue. Come back with us. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Football season is here. It's time to download BetMGM Sports. It's Nevada's premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older and physically located in the state of Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Back here with Wes Reynolds, I am Dave Ross, Betting Across America. And very quickly, got Ben Falk standing by at Mandalay Bay. But I know we were watching Florida and Alabama, and BetMGM closed at 31 for the first half total. I had updated you to Florida, scored a touchdown, make it 21-9. Just kicked the PAT. We get a push. They missed the PAT.
Yeah, so look, everybody loves to bet Alabama first half. And by the way, it did cover again, 21-9. You look at the numbers, though. Alabama had most of those yards in the first half. They did not do much in the second quarter. No. Actually, the Gators have more yards here, 200 yards compared to 175. Just that turnover, a few key penalties, a little bit of sloppiness from Florida. Gators obviously struggled in the red zone, let Alabama get outside on one of those long gains on the perimeter, and then the missed PAT. But Florida all of a sudden doesn't seem out of it. But
no.
I got to think that maybe they want to go with Anthony Richardson in the second half, because you are going to need to throw the football down the field. You're not going to get back in this game necessarily running the ball, though they've run the ball pretty well in the first half, 21 carries, 102 yards. But I think you need a big play guy. I think Richardson's just more of the big play guy in the passing game. Starting to see second half numbers come out. 12-point lead at halftime, so -4 second half. So about 16, a little bit more than you laid pre-flop if you were on Alabama.
You know, we talked about it at Notre Dame when they went to the half with a 7-point lead, obviously covering the first half like Alabama just covered at Florida, but you didn't feel good about it? That's kind of the same thing you feel with Alabama here. Yeah, they covered that first half number, but to your point, Florida feels like they're back in this game.
Right.
So again, -18.5 here if you want to do in-game here and you're backing the Tide. But again, Florida feels like they're back in the game. I don't know if I trust the money line at +1,000 here, down 12, but it does feel like you're a live dog here if you still back Florida getting 13.5 BetMGM before kickoff today. Let's go back out to Mandalay Bay. Ben Falks has been standing by for us all day. And Ben, we've talked about Auburn against Penn State here in this game, and we've seen the money come down towards Auburn. What are you seeing here? Because it feels like Penn State early money, and now we're seeing some Auburn late money.
Yeah, guys, I think we're probably setting up for kind of another pros versus Joes game here. Public all over Penn State. So at Mandalay Bay here, this is the second most bet side of the day. Is Penn State -5, -5.5. I think we're down to -5 at a lot of places, some 5.5s out there. And like you guys have said, we've seen this number come down. It's Penn State -7, -6.5 has come down now to -5.5 or 5. Thomas Gable at the Borgata in New Jersey said as well that they are very heavy on Penn State. They're going to need Auburn. So, again, a little of a pros versus Joes. We're seeing the line move one way, and we're seeing all the bets the other way on Penn State here.
And, Ben, I know we were talking about that total, so I can update a score here. 13-6 Ohio State over Tulsa. I believe Big Better came in on the under for that
good.
One, and so far so good, just 13-6. Ohio State leading, and just kind of looking for a second half price. I believe that just went to halftime. So 17.5, basically, when you account for the adjusted halftime price for Ohio State. 46.5, the total, slightly juiced the over. Look, Ohio State 201 yards, Tulsa 217 yards. Have been able. It's been all through the air, though, because Tulsa cannot run on this front. 12 carries, 13 yards, so a stellar 1.1 yards a carry. But Tulsa's been able to throw, and look, we've seen this with the Buckeyes last year with this defense that they have there. And Kerry Coombs been much maligned as a defensive coordinator there in Columbus. You can throw on Ohio State, and everybody has done so. They were worse than the Big Ten last year. They've already given up 204 in the first half to Tulsa.
Well, whoever's got the big bend of the under, they're saying don't try to throw.
Don't push.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
We got to increase that 1.1 in the second half.
Yes.
Ben, I do want to talk about, obviously, you mentioned BetMGM. They're going to be rooting, obviously, for Auburn in this one with the public backing Penn State. What other liabilities are you seeing before kickoff here as we get to the afternoon and to the evening slates?
Yeah, so that's certainly one of the larger ones, and I think we're also seeing a lot on the Arizona State game. And so they are going to be very heavy, going to need Arizona State very heavy on BYU. So that's the other big one as we get here. And I would imagine, I haven't gone back to ask Mike, but I'm going to go ahead and say they're probably going to need UNLV with all these Iowa State fans here. Just you're probably not coming to Vegas, you know, not to lay the 32-33 with Iowa State there with that game later tonight at Allegiant Stadium. But
that's interesting.
I'd go ahead and guess they're going to need UNLV, too.
That's interesting on the ASU-BYU game where our own Stormy Bonnetani is going to be manning the sidelines at Provo, Utah. She often joked, like, I was the BYU sideline like beat reporter pretty much every week because she was there a lot last year following Zach Wilson, who BYU, of course, doesn't have anymore. But Arizona State got the money during the week because they played kind of two nondescript opponents. They're 2-0, so now they get a real team. But you get a BYU team off the huge win in the Holy
that's
War.
That's the concern.
9 years in a row they lost to the Utes in that rivalry. They rushed the field. Satake got the Gatorade bath, and it's like the whole nine yards. So Arizona State got the money, but look, it looks like, you know, casual bettors back in the home dog here in BYU because this got up to like 4 during the week and now down to flat 3 here at BetMGM. I'm personally on the under for this game at 50.5. I think this is going to be kind of a slugfest. BYU, I don't think they have that dynamic offense. Obviously, you lose the number 2 pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
That's going to hurt you and some of the weapons as well, but I think defensively still very solid. And then ASU, we're still trying to figure out, okay, how good are they? UCLA's proven to be pretty solid. They had that impressive win over LSU. Now it's ASU's turn.
And there it is, Ben, as you look at it here, Moneyline, if you still like BYU, but it is a tough spot, as Wes mentioned, +150. We'll see how that game plays out here. Still catching 4 if you want to bet it straight up and not do the money line there. Ben, appreciate everything you've been doing for us all day long out at Mandalay Bay. Enjoy the rest of the games. We'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks, Ben.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, let's talk about Notre Dame very quickly. They just got a field goal, so now they are up 7. So, again, if you remember pre-flop, it was 7.5 for Notre Dame. So that line very much in play here.
Yes.
Notre Dame up 20-13. I think the surprise for us, Wes, is we haven't seen the influx of points.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of field goals, not a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, waiting for an in-play price. That field goal is now good, as you mentioned. 10:50 left to go. If you're on Purdue, you're to the good of it. If you, depending on if you got that hook, it was 8 at some point during the week. So Boilers just kind of hanging around a little bit here. One team not hanging around is the Nevada Wolfpack.
Ooh.
They're going to go down to Kansas State 38-17 unless they get a cosmetic score. dog in the over is going to get the result for that one. And then now we get some halftime prices. USC did get a late touchdown, 14-7. Now USC laying a half for the second half,
wow.
So pretty much a 6.5-point dog for the game, 27.5 second half total. SMU 16-14 over La Tech, SMU minus 6 for the second half, 32 for the second half total. I think Ben said there was a big better with 220 GER at BetMGM. It might have been out of New Jersey at
That's
over
right.
65.5. So a little bit behind schedule, but not too far. These two teams can absolutely put up points. And then Alabama, second half, minus 4, 27 are your are totals there. Wake Forest, 27-14 over Florida State. Mm. Florida State now a half-point underdog for the second half, 31 your second half total. And then Tulsa, Ohio State minus 10, minus $1.20 for the second half, 27.5 the total.
And shout out to the Pirate, Mike Leach, because Memphis was up 7-0.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Mississippi State's come roaring back. They've got 17 unanswered right now. So again, about 4 minutes to go there in Memphis, and Mississippi State on the road has a 10-point lead.
And one update, too, if you're wondering why Georgia Tech Clemson is not resuming, they do have a weather delay down there. Georgia Tech had a 3rd-and-2 inside the red zone before that weather delay came. 7-0 about in the final minute of that first half. So clearly on an under and underdog pace here necessarily. So Georgia Tech hanging in. Clemson looks a little sloppy. And then another score, Duke 24-0 over Northwestern.
And I want to ask you about that, Wes. For people that are dipping their toe in-game betting here, right, and they're going, well, wait a minute, wait. Northwestern was favored in this game, 2.5. I know you love Duke. You were on the right side of this thing. Is there a red flag to bettors to say, I'm going to, you know, hell or high water, they got to be better than this. They were favored.
Yeah.
So I got to bet Northwestern in the second half. Is there cautionary tales of like, hey, they're just overmatched?
Sometimes you don't want to chase. I mean, that was kind of like with Miami. It was like, you know what? I'm not going to dip more into Miami. I kind of knew I was on the wrong side. You
right.
just see by the game flow. So I stayed out of that. It's like, don't add another loser to one. Don't lose two bets in one. So that's why I went ahead and laid off of that. And then now resuming the third quarter in Iowa. Iowa 16-7 over Kent State. Hawkeyes got a late touchdown, but Kent covers the first half. Kent still within the number here. And look, we thought that might be a sloppy, or certainly I did, thought that might be a sloppy spot for Iowa. So far, so good, but still 30 minutes to go for Kent to hang in within that number.
But I do think that's good advice for people out there. Just because of what you saw before the game kicked off, say with Northwestern being a small favorite on the road at Duke, that does not mean they're necessarily going to get back in this game. Right now, you're getting 22.5 points if you want to back the Wildcats of Northwestern. Come on back. Matt Hayes going to join us later on this hour talking more college football right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. The new feature gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every single game. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Data is available for money line over-unders and against the spread bets. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Dave Ross, Wes Reynolds with you. And Wes, I do believe you have an update for us. Right now, again, Notre Dame up 7 on Purdue and just dropped a sure touchdown. So if you're sweating that game out, we're sweating it with you as well. 9.5 minutes to go. Notre Dame up 7.
Yeah, and going back to Alabama, Florida, by the way, just about to resume the second half down there in the swamp. Alabama 21-9, laying 4 for the second half. And we mentioned about the total, the missed extra point. It was 31, pretty much closing it off as they show Bradley Beal trying to get the swamp down there in Gainesville going. But nevertheless, Alabama's been going. If you've been betting first half, go back to 2018. Alabama right now, 27-11 against the spread in the first half. And by the way, they're laying big numbers. It's not like they're covering field goal spreads here in the first half, but they got it going. But Florida much better in the second quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always a pleasure. We've had great guests all day. Love having Matt Hayes on with us as you take a look there. 21-9 currently Alabama, but Matt Hayes down there at 92.5 FM Jacksonville joining us now talking all things college football. Matt, I just want to ask you right off the jump, because Wes and I always talk about Heisman Trophy odds and updates as a Saturday in college football goes. I know it's early, and I know it's going to change, and I know you have a vote for the Heisman Trophy. Can you give us a glimpse, if you had to make a vote right now with what you've seen in college football, Is there a way you would lean right now if you're a wager and you're thinking about laying down a little bit of money? Which way would you go with your hard-earned money?
You know, it's interesting, Dave. This award's turned into a quarterback award. We all know that. And I think right now it's pretty hard to bet against Bryce Young and what he's done so far this year. Again, we're two games and two quarters into the season, but he looks fantastic. And this is a guy who really, in any other situation, but for a quarterback who set the Alabama single-season record in the history of that program, Mac Jones, he would have played last year. Just a terrific quarterback, a guy that's got a terrific awareness on the field. He understands the passing concepts. Just a really, really, really good player that's only going to get better with each game that he plays.
Matt, it's interesting because we saw Spencer Rattler in Oklahoma struggle as a whole today against Nebraska. Bryce looks pretty good so far in his first road test down there at the Swamp today. Are they going to count off against a guy like Rattler at 10-1 because it wasn't as impressive a victory as they thought it would be? Or do they say, hey, they got the W, Spencer's still in play if he has bigger numbers down the stretch?
You know what's interesting, Dave, and this is the way the Heisman's always been, and you can call it a fault, a quirk, whatever you want. You're never really out of it because when big games arrive, and if you're a quarterback or you're a running back or you're a receiver and you have a monster game in a big game, you're suddenly back in it. To me, the intriguing thing, it's not just Spencer Rattler. It's the whole idea before we began this season that it was a lot Clemson's in and Ohio State's in and Oklahoma's in and, Alabama's in. Look at that group now. Clemson's already got a loss. Ohio State has a loss. Look at Oklahoma. Does Oklahoma look like a world beater to you? The only team in that group that really looks like they're a lock is Alabama. And you know, Georgia, even Georgia, they're a little iffy on offense. So to me, it's exciting this season. It's going to make the Heisman race even more exciting.
And real quick, we want to get back to, obviously, this Heisman discussion, and then we're going to get underway here in the second half with Alabama-Florida. Quick update here with Purdue-Notre Dame. Notre Dame, of course, dropped that touchdown over the commercial break, had to punt, so now Purdue deep in their own territory. Aiden O'Connell now in at quarterback for Jack Plummer, though. Irish minus 7.5 on the in-play currently at BetMGM. But, Matt, back down to the Swamp, Alabama and Florida. I know you're paying very close attention to this game. Gators looked a little bit better in the second quarter. They looked like they were going to get run out. Now at least have a pulse, though. But what do you make of this quarterback situation, speaking of quarterbacks down in Florida, with Mullen going with Emory Jones, but it feels like Richardson is the big play guy in terms of the passing game. Do you eventually think Richardson is going to take over this job full-time this season?
Yeah, Wayne West, you're making a great point, and I've been saying this for all along. I'm not sure this is the important game for Florida, mainly because Richardson can't play. It's a different game if Anthony Richardson's playing this game. I think if Richardson can get healthy and they can keep him healthy through the season, then you've got a chance to beat Georgia, to beat Kentucky, to win those games, LSU, that you have to win to get back to Atlanta. Then you've got him in that game in Atlanta in a huge game that could be for much more than just a simple regular season win. He's a difference maker. He's a unique, rare quarterback. It'd be fun to watch him in this game right now because Florida, you know, they were on the deck there. They were down 21-3. I think they start playing better defensively. They start tackling better. Boy, they look terrible tackling first quarter, quarter and a half. They're starting to fight a little bit. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in this third quarter because with Alabama, this is what happens, man. They get you down early. And then early on in the first 4 or 5 minutes, that's when they really just give it the death blow. And I want to see how Florida weathers this because they got the ball right now. Let's see what they can do.
Talking with Matt Hayes. You should follow him on Twitter as I do, at Matt Hayes CFB. A very entertaining follow on Twitter, Matt, as always. Hey, I want to talk to you about Auburn and Penn State. Obviously, this is the big game tonight here at Happy Valley. You've seen the numbers, some sharp money. It feels like it's coming in on Auburn here as this number has come down to 5.5. How do you read this game? Look, Bo Nix and Wes talked about it eloquently, I thought. On the road, not as good, clearly, as he is at home. How big an opportunity is this for Bo Nix to say, hey, don't forget about me. I was heralded a couple years ago. This is a big spot in a whiteout game. Do you think Bo Nix might surprise people that kind of have written him off as an elite college quarterback?
Let's be honest, Dave. And Wes is being nice. But I don't like saying this about amateur quarterbacks. Bo Nix is terrible on the road.
Ooh.
Terrible. Away from Hare Stadium. So this is a big game for him. That line is weird to me because it's almost like you're getting that SEC nod. You know, oh, it's an SEC team. Watch out. They're going to go in there into Happy Valley. I will say this. You know, they're making a big deal out of the whiteout. Ooh, the whiteout. Penn State's 8-8 in those games.
Yeah.
8-8. Okay. So it's more about do you have the players? And to me, I look at Penn State. I think they're really good defensively. And now I think the work that Mike Yurcich, the new offensive coordinator at Penn State, the work he's doing with Sean Clifford, he's really brought Sean Clifford back to that 2019 season when he was playing with confidence, when he's a guy who could make throws and could hurt you with his legs. Penn State is a dangerous team right now, guys. I'll tell you what, the way they play defense, the way Clifford's making smart throws. Listen, in that first game of the season over against Wisconsin, they could have easily just curled up in a field position against Wisconsin early on when they were struggling offensively. They kept grinding. And to me, that was critical, man. And Sean Clifford kept making big plays there down the stretch.
I got a chuckle this morning, guys, out of seeing some of the signs on the pregame shows this morning, reminding people of the last Knicks that played against Penn State, that being Bo's father, Patrick Knicks, 1996 Outback Bowl, 5 of 25 for two interceptions. But you had these like young 20-somethings, like teenagers with the signs. I'm like, you guys weren't even alive back then. How do you know that game?
Smart fans.
Nevertheless, Bo Nix, obviously, this has got to be a big step up in class. Both these quarterbacks have been on, I think it's his third offensive coordinator for Bo Nix in 3 years. And Sean Clifford says, hold my beer. This is like his fifth here now with Mike Yurcich coming from Oklahoma, or from Texas, rather. But I agree with Matt. I think that Penn State defense, absolutely for real.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough task for them. But again, if Bo Nix is who we thought he was going to be a couple years ago coming into Auburn with all the acclaim, you got to step up on the road. He has not done that so far in his collegiate career. Matt, it is interesting because I know you have a Heisman vote, as we discussed. Is it taboo?
Right.
Can you tell us when you eventually vote? Or is this kind of like, I can't tell you who I vote for. It's going to be under secret, going to keep it under wraps, and you never disclose who you actually voted for?
Well, that, the Heisman Trust did that about, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. They put all of us on double secret probation because, you know, you let your vote go and you tell somebody who your vote is.
Is that
you're
national
out.
Security? Is that national
this
security,
is,
Matt?
This
that
is
you
like
can't
some General
us?
Milley yeah, stuff, right. Apparently, with this Heisman
well,
vote.
I can't tell you what it is. That was ESPN going to the Heisman Trust saying, hey, guys,
right.
Our show is nothing about the idea of who could win it. So if these guys continue to give their votes away, we have no show, okay? So we got to do something about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So that was the reason.
I don't vote until the last game on championship weekend. That's when I vote.
All right, very good.
I mean, I try my entire resume together.
And again, Devontae Smith, nobody was talking about him this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
And to Matt's point, it is a quarterback award, it feels like. But again, trying to find some good value if you're still looking for a wager to make.
Matt, got about 45 seconds left here, but got to ask you about USC. We had Sean Salisbury on earlier in the program. By the way, they are now tied here, 14-14.
Right
Dart now has led them on two touchdown drives. Slovis not going to come back in the game, it doesn't look like. But Matt, what do you make of that USC coaching situation? And if you're AD Matt Hayes, where are you going down there in Los Angeles?
Well, first off, I think SC has to realize it's a top three job. That is a top three job,
yes.
Southern Cal. I mean, you have to pay like that. You can't go out there and hope you're going to get somebody for $3 million or $4 million. You've got to pay $7 or $8 million and go get someone. Now, does that mean you got to pay $7 or $8 million and you got to go get a big name? Or do you got to go get Byron Leftwich, who I hear is they're interested in, the OC with the Bucks? You know, do you go get an OC, you know, a sitting OC? No, I think you got to go get a head coach. I think you go to Matt Campbell at Iowa State and you say, what's it going to take? I think you got to go get a guy that has proven not only that he can run a program, but that he can build a program.
I'm
a guy that can recruit, a guy that can get into LA and get those elite players.
I just got to say that I like the ring of GM Matt Hayes. Sounds pretty, or AD Matt Hayes. Sounds
pretty
good.
We're trying to get our buddy Matt more money here.
Matt, great catching up with you as always. Much more to get to here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Discover what winning feels like at BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at a very easy $100. Register using the code VSiN100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any college football game and either team simply scores a touchdown. No matter what your gridiron game is, BetMGM is always ready for all the action. Enjoy parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the code VSiN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any college football game and either team scores a touchdown. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions do apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds right here at Circus Sportsbook in Las Vegas. And we're going to go back out to Ben Faulks. He's been over there at Mandalay Bay, rather, all day long. And, Ben, I wonder what you're seeing right now. Obviously, the Auburn-Penn State game, there's a lot of action coming in on that. What are you seeing with some tickets coming in?
Yeah, guys. Again, first of all, just great that Alabama has a game that we actually need to watch in the third quarter. So that's exciting. But yes, for Auburn-Penn State, we're seeing a lot of public money come in on Penn State. But as we talked about, we've seen this line come down. So this was Penn State -7. We're down to -5, -5.5 in a lot of places. Penn State still the number two most bet team here at Mandalay Bay today. So a lot of people in the public thinking Penn State is going to cover in that whiteout game tonight.
And that's interesting because I kind of thought, okay, we saw some Auburn money where it's like it might have been a mixture of casual bettors and pro bettors here. So, you know, if this maybe becomes eventually a pros versus Joes type of thing, because we did see the Auburn line come down. Then we saw Penn State because I was like, I was talking about, I was waiting till four and maybe lay it at -170, -175 for the money line. That never showed up. Doesn't look like it's going to, at least this evening. That and what Matt Hayes, I thought, said was interesting in the last segment. Penn State's 8-8 in those whiteout games. So it's not like, oh my God, you know, like we're going into the gas chamber here if you're Auburn or something. So absolutely very live. I have laid off this game.
Ben, we talked about it too. Obviously, Alabama covered that first half number against Florida. Are you seeing some sweats there, though, from some Bama backers at Mandalay Bay? Because all of a sudden, as you mentioned, they got a game in their hands, 21-16 right now in the third quarter. So Florida back in this thing. I wonder if you're feeling the sweats over there at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, that, outside of the last 5 seconds there, it'd been pretty quiet here, I would say. A lot of early Alabama backers feeling pretty good. It's pretty loud in that first half, especially with Bama getting that lead. And look, right now it's a game 21-16, and Florida is right in it, which I think a lot of, you know, you never cash those tickets too early, as we said. But I think a lot of Bama backers feeling pretty good early on in that game. It's got a completely different tone now in the third quarter.
Yeah, 21-3 at one point, and now 21-16, so we'll keep a watchful eye. Ben, always appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the college football action over there at Mandalay Bay. Of course, he is our VP, Digital Operations Manager. Ben, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, so let's talk about it a little bit here. Again, we're still waiting for that game to resume with Clemson still up 7-0 on Georgia Tech, but as you mentioned, Georgia Tech is hanging around. Notre Dame now a 2-score lead over Purdue, so if you laid the 7.5 pre-flop here, you're feeling better. But Purdue is on the move here. So that's going to be right down. That's going to be a sweat right there because obviously down 14, you get that touchdown. 7.5 was the number here. But Notre Dame is up 14 right now. So it looks like at least Notre Dame's going to win this game. Now the only question is, are they going to hold on and cover that spread?
And the Purdue star receiver, David Bell, took a lick there. I think they're trying to see if this is a targeting penalty, and he is still down. That would be a huge loss. And I followed David Bell in his career from Indianapolis. Was a really good basketball player at Warren Central High School. Obviously, I think a future NFLer, so I hope that this is not looking as bad as it does for David Bell. I just hope this is precautionary. 5:14 left to go. Purdue on their own 36, by the way, the spread in the balance. Irish up 27-13. So there's the update there. We hope for good things for David Bell because he did take a nasty hit there. And we also mentioned some of these games, some of these favorites, a little bit sluggish out of the gate. Ohio State's got a little bit of a gap right now, 20-6. They get on the board first in the second half. So the Ohio State Buckeyes currently laying 20.5 at BetMGM. 49.5, and then as Ben mentioned, now we have a ball game in the swamp. 21-3 now turns into 21-16, and then also Kent State hanging around with Iowa here, second two from the Iowa four. It is 16-7. We thought maybe a little bit of a sleepy Hawkeyes here. The offense, I don't think it looked very good. So looking at the stats right now, Kent State actually very even with them in yards and whatnot. So Kent State, seeing if they can get by with Iowa, and I believe they may have just turned the ball over, though, in the red zone. So I may have just mushed my +23 on Kent State right away, Iowa, midway through the third quarter, 16-7.
You know, Brady Cannon just came in studio here. He and James Salinas going to take it over at the top of the hour. But Brady's son is at this game here. You mentioned with Florida and Alabama, as they've made this a ball game down five. And boy, what a lifetime memory for young Cannon, if you can get this job done. And